Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Spring weather is on its way, which means a wide variety of insects, both good and bad, will be waking up. But what happens to them during the cold winter months, and how do they survive? Extension entomologist Jody Green talks about overwintering insects and how they beat the cold on today's almanac.
But insects have their own strategies to overwinter. Some, like the monarch butterfly and the painted lady butterfly, they take off for the winter. They're like snowbirds. They migrate to go to warmer places. And so do the green darner dragonflies. We saw a huge migration last fall, and so they actually leave the area when it's cold, and they'll come back next spring. Other insects, they stay. They stay for the winter, even though it's cold. But they have different strategies to spend the winter. Some of them will die, but they've left the offspring. And they could be in the egg cases or in cocoons, such as the bagworms that we have outside. Those little bags that are hanging on trees of all kinds this year, including the ones that they destroy, the evergreen trees, they are in the egg form. Some of those bags may be empty, and some of them may be filled with up to 300 eggs, so we want to pick those off. There are other ways that insects spend the winter, including in their larval form. This is not very common, but we may see them if we dig up some leaf litter. The woolly bear caterpillar is one of the most famous known for having the ability to create a type of antifreeze in its body in the form of glycols, and that is how it can tolerate these freezing temperatures. They are usually under the leaf litter, and then they'll go into a cocoon phase and turn into a moth in the spring. So if you do happen to see one of those woolly bears crawling along the ground, just tuck them back in so they can stay warm throughout the winter. Other insects that we're dealing with right now may be those overwintering pests indoors, and those are the pestiest because we cannot get rid of them because they came in the fall. These include the brown marmorated stink bug, which has become an increasing problem over the last few years because they are invasive species. We also have the box elder bug that has been around, but we often see these and multicolored Asian lady beetles and cluster flies crawling up the sunny side of the house in the fall. They will find the western wall and hang out on it, being very warm, and as temperatures get colder, they will crawl up and into cracks and crevices in the home. A lot of times on sunny days in the winter and spring, they'll become active and start coming out of the woodwork and annoying us. There's not much we can do about those. We need to wait those out, but the following fall, we can try to keep those out. But that is how insects overwinter. Some insects overwinter as larvae deep in the soil. If you think about the white grubs, like the Japanese beetles, that's what they're doing right now, rather large and deep down into the soil. So no matter what, how cold it is, insects will survive. They find a way just like us. So stay warm and don't worry too much about those insects.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.